Vehicle rollover and fire leaves one dead in Eddy County. Hillcrest Elementary preview day set Thursday. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A person is dead after rolling their vehicle, which later became engulfed in flames south of New Rockford late Monday evening. The North Dakota Highway Patrol reports that the vehicle was traveling northbound on County Road 14 when it began going into both the east and west ditch. The vehicle vaulted over an approach, landed, and began to roll. At some point during the rollover, the vehicle caught on fire and came to rest in the west ditch. The driver will be later identified as the investigation continues. The North Dakota Highway Patrol was assisted by the Eddy County Sheriff's Office and New Rockford Fire Department. Hillcrest Elementary has been operating in Northeast Jamestown since 1967. On Thursday, they'll be holding a preview day for future prospective students and parents. Parent Brenda Jarski-Weber attended Hillcrest Elementary and has had her three children graduate from the first through eighth grade school.
Hillcrest Christian School is a Christian-based education. We have grades 1 through 8, and we're located up by the bunker. And we have been here for over 50 years, and there's still people in this town that don't realize we're there.
A preview day Thursday will allow those interested in continuing their children's education in a private setting learn more about what Hillcrest has to offer. Read more online at newsdakota.com. And Fargo-Cass Public Health Director Desi Fleming says as COVID-19 positivity rates continue to intensify, so do concerns locally and statewide.
Cass County has again surpassed the state for rolling average positivity rate. The trend is very concerning and certainly not what we were hoping to see. We have already set a record high for deaths this month in North Dakota, and we are still adding to that total for October.
Fleming spoke to city commissioners prior to Mayor Tim Mahoney's announcement ordering a mask mandate in Fargo. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.